We got the first sign today. The Omicron variant of the coronavirus may already be circulating in the community. A Sydney school student who hadn't been overseas has shown early indications of the new strain. The big question remains unanswered, though, whether Omicron poses any more of a risk to the community. For now, there'll be no major change to Australia's booster program. As Bridget Fitzgerald reports, it comes as the Northern Territory recorded its first ever COVID-19-related death.
Despite strict border rules and quarantine measures, the Northern Territory's recorded its first death from COVID-19. Michael Gunner is the NT's Chief Minister.
An elderly Aboriginal woman in her 70s from the Bidjari community passed away at the Royal Darwin Hospital at approximately 11:30pm last night.
The woman had underlying health conditions and was unvaccinated. Binjari's just 15 minutes from Katherine, which has been the site of a COVID-19 cluster. Cases emerged there at the beginning of November after a woman who flew in from Cairns allegedly lied on her border entry form and didn't declare she'd been in Melbourne. NT Police Commissioner Jamie Chalker says there's now a major crime investigation underway.
Unfortunately, this death does apparently have links to a breach of Chief Health Officer directions. It appeared the seed that started the spread of COVID within the Northern Territory.
In New South Wales, health authorities are trying to determine how a student in Western Sydney who hasn't travelled overseas and didn't appear to have any links with anyone who'd been outside the country became the state's ninth case of the Omicron variant. New South Wales Health Minister Brad Hazzard is urging people to remain calm but to stay vigilant.
I think we've got to strike a gentle balance here and not go scaring anybody unduly, and I'd ask the media not to do that either, actually.
Despite concerns about the Omicron variant, the Australian Technical Advisory Group on Immunisation, or ATAGI, has recommended there be no widespread change to the national rollout of booster shots. All Australians are eligible for a booster shot after 6 months, while severely immunocompromised people will now be eligible for a third dose 2 months after their second, though 6 months is too long for some to wait.
I would be in the United States when I became eligible, and that the rate of disease over there is far greater than here.
Sydney resident Patrick wants to get his booster shot before arriving in the US, which is still reporting about 90,000 new cases a day. He had his second dose 3 months ago.
They recently just changed the standard for the time standard for a negative test entering the United States. And so I'm just sort of worried that they might change the vaccine standard as well, that you need a third shot to be considered vaccinated.
Sydney GP Dr. Charlotte Hespy is the president of the New South Wales ACT branch of the Royal Australian College of GPs.
The first group of people is the immunocompromised, and their third shot, it's not a booster, it's a third shot, actually needs to now come forward to being 2 months after your second shot.
Dr. Hespy says for anyone who's not immunocompromised, 6 months is a safe and appropriate time to get a booster.
The 6 months is the point at which we're boosting, not because that's when it's falling really low, but it's more getting to that point where this is a good idea to boost it now to keep it so that you have the protection that we want you to have going forwards. And I think that's really important to understand, rather than saying, oh no, it's 6 months, I'm going to be unprotected, and so I really want to get it before then. That's not the case. The 6 months is the date picked because that is the date when it's good to get it, so you don't fall into a category when you're going to be at risk.
The latest evidence from South Africa's National Institute for Communicable Diseases is that Omicron appears to be reinfecting people at three times the rate of previous strains. The makers of the Pfizer and AstraZeneca vaccines say their products will still likely protect against severe disease from the variant. However, Moderna CEO Stefan Bansal said this week the current vaccines may be less effective. Moderna's chief medical officer, Dr. Paul Burton, says his company should have the answer soon.
My colleagues in research and development here at Moderna tell me they're somewhere towards the middle of December.
If new vaccines are needed, manufacturers, including Moderna, Pfizer and the University of Oxford, which makes AstraZeneca, say they have the tools to update their existing COVID-19 vaccines.
That was Bridget Fitzgerald reporting.